Join the Capital Ag News Network as Dawn Thorne, Executive Director of the Capital FFA Foundation, discussing the 91st Capital FFA State Convention at CSU in Pueblo. Dawn, welcome back inside the barn.
Hey, Brian, it's great to be back inside the barn. Thank you so much for the great coverage that you always give us. We know you've got a passion for youth and agriculture, and you share that with us, so we thank you for helping get the word out. Thank you.
You're celebrating your 10th year as the executive director of the FFA Foundation, right?
I am. Boy, time flies when we're having fun and doing great things for youth and agriculture, and also have so many great supporters out there that have helped us along the way. 10 years has gone by quickly.
Recap this year for our listeners from the Capital FFA Foundation's perspective.
Well, this year was a great year. We've taken on a few new things, and we've just continued to have great support. Last fall, we had our second annual meet and greet event, and that was a raving success with lots of people in agriculture and those not in agriculture coming to support some students that were going to show livestock at the National Western Stock Show. And so that was a great success for us. And then at the stock show itself, we were able to give out, we put a lot of emphasis on grants for students, and we set a record this year with giving out a little over $100,000 for students and to support agriculture experiences and entrepreneurship and our heifer wrangle program. So that was really big sponsors and donors and partners. In February, we had the 30th Agriculture Hall of Fame, Farm Credit Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame event, and that too was a successful event with almost 500 attendees coming to support our honorees this year, Jay Hickert, Buck Hutchison, and Danny Williams. And then we're rounding out our year here. We've spent a couple of years supporting our local teacher success program. We've got John Staley out running around the country supporting and mentoring our first, second, and third year teachers, and we've just hired a second person to help with that. We've had a busy year. It's been a great year. Our board continues to be laser focused on what can we do to support teachers and what can we do to support youth in agriculture, especially those in FFA. So it's been a great year.
And of course, a little less than a year ago, the current slate of officers were elected. What a great group of young adult leaders they are.
You know, we worked closely with them at the state fair. They do a great job promoting agriculture in general, working the agriculture pavilion down at state fair. They helped deliver a phenomenal Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame event this year. They had the whole script memorized. They did a phenomenal job. And then I've just had a chance to interact with them off and on throughout the year as they gear up for leadership workshops and those types of things. And I know they're busy planning convention, and I look forward to seeing that. You know, not everybody gets to see the growth that they have over the course of the year. Our state FFA advisor, Kenton Oshner, he gets to see it the most closely, but I get to have a pretty good hand and be in close proximity to see it. So it's fun to see that growth that takes place over the course of the year as well. They've done a great job. It's been a great team.
And I mentioned you've been the executive director of the FFA Foundation for 10 years. Kent Noshner is a state FFA advisor. How many years has he been doing that?
I believe this will be his 14th year. He'll be completing his 14th year, getting ready to start 15 here July 1. So he's been a fixture there at the state advisor position and held it, I believe, longer than almost any other state advisor has over the course of the years. And so it's obvious he's got a passion for what he's doing and does a great job with that state officer team and molding and working with them and bringing out their strengths throughout the course of the year.
And we're recognizing State FFA Convention. Any final thoughts or something we might have missed, Dawn?
It just takes so many people to put this together, and we just can't thank everyone that's pulling together from you to Tim Anderson. And we also, this thing gets produced almost in its entirety by past state officers and Kent Noshner. And so it's for a student run organization, I'd say it's pretty close to being student produced and really an impact that we hope makes our students that get to attend feel like it was time well spent and adds to the growth of their education and awareness about agriculture.
Thanks to my guest once again, Dawn Thorne, Executive Director of the Coppell FFA Foundation. I really appreciate your time as always, Dawn, and I wish you and the entire FFA State Officer team from Colorado all the best.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate all that you do to help get that word out. And yeah, it looks like if someone wants to see what's going on with convention, they're not going to have to try very hard. And that only comes from people like you and Tim and others, you know, working so hard to promote not only what's happening down there, but make sure everybody that stayed home can participate as well. Thank you.
You bet. Don't forget, if you want more information about the 91st Colorado FFA State Convention, just visit coloradoffa.org and learn more about the Colorado FFA Foundation and how you can become a partner of that organization, the funding arm of the Colorado FFA. Simply visit coloradoffafoundation.org.